So today was supposed to be a Sankirtan class, and then we discovered that today is also Ramakrishna Maharaj's appearance day. So we had to adjust the program. And today is also the disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, as you know, was a Siksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He confirmed Bhaktivinoda Thakur's discovery of Lord Chaitanya's birthplace. And even at the age of 135 years, he was regularly preaching. So today is his disappearance day. So today, we are going to be acknowledging the wonderful service that the Mayapur Sankirtan devotees have done, especially the Sankirtan devotees. Preaching is the essence. Prabhupada founded the ISKCON Society, and one of ISKCON's main goals is to preach. And Prabhupada said, the best form of preaching is book distribution. In our Shastras, there is a lot of emphasis on preaching. In the 18th chapter of the Gita, Krishna says, of all devotees, who is there most? The one who preaches my glories. In the third canto, Lord Kapila Dev describes the qualities of a sadhu. And he says, Tatiksha karuni kaha, sumudha sarva dhinam, vajata sattva vasanta, sadhva sadhu pushuna. Among the many qualities of the sadhu, what is the quality of being karunikaha, being very compassionate, merciful? In the fourth canto, you read about Narada Muni's instructions to the prachetas. The prachetas have performed great sacrifices, and Narada Muni instructed them on the path of devotional service. In the fourth canto, Narada Muni explains, Daya Sarva Pateshu Santushta Yena Kenava Sarvarendya Pashantya Cha Sushyatya Shujinardana. You can please the Lord by engaging in three types of activities. This is a shortcut. One is Daya, being merciful. The other is Santushta, be satisfied in any condition. And then Sarvarendyapa, have control over the mind and senses. So if you read Prabhupada's books, there is great emphasis upon the task of preaching. And we have the classic example of Srila Prabhupada in front of us. We read how Prabhupada was so dedicated to preaching. Even in old age, he would travel from Mathura to Delhi to print his books and distribute his books. And Prabhupada emphasized preaching. Preaching takes on various forms. And Prabhupada confirmed that the best type of preaching is distribution of his books. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a great visionary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his father, is considered to be an incarnation of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And Prabhupada said, he is virtually the founder of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Bhaktivinoda established the true teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wrote nearly 100 books and songs, and he gave us the true principles of Krishna Consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had also predicted that a day would come where devotees from different parts of the world would all come to Mayapur Dham along with the local devotees and chant. And he had instructed Bhakti Siddhanta ji as to how to carry on the movement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in one respect the first international book distributor. You may say, how is that, Maharaj? Who knows how is that? Okay. He wrote a book on the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he sent that book to universities, and he sent that book to universities around the world. And till 1967, at least in McGill University in Montreal, in the library, the book was shown there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur knew that Lord Chaitanya has predicted that the holy name will be chanted in every corner of the globe. And this prediction has to come true. So Bhaktisiddhanta ji had this great desire to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's prediction. And in the very first meeting that Srila Prabhupada had with Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktisiddhanta ji could identify, he is the sincere soul who will take Lord Chaitanya's teachings to the Western countries. So in the very first meeting, he gave Prabhupada this instruction. So Prabhupada had in his mind constantly to execute Bhaktivinoda Thakur's endeavor to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's prediction. And when Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta ji in Radhakund, at that time Bhaktisiddhanta ji was leading a big Rajmandal Parikram of thousands of devotees. He drew the picture of a mridanga and told Prabhupada that whenever Krishna gives you any facilities, print and distribute books. And what did he call this seva? Vihat mridanga. So those who are connected to ISKCON know the meaning of Bihar Mridanga. Bihar Mridanga means the big mridanga. Normally, even with the best sound system, your sound can only travel to a point. But he described this activity of book distribution, the Bihar Mridanga. Why? You can distribute a book in one part of the world and it can be read in another part of the world. So he described this activity. Oh, I'm going to step on the book distribution here. He described this activity as a Brihad Mridanga. So Prabhupada took this instruction very seriously. Prabhupada's mission was to print, translate the Vedic text and also distribute. Even before going to the West, when Prabhupada hardly had any facility, he was regularly translating these books and distributing these books. Prabhupada in Delhi would go out and distribute books. One day on a hot day, he almost had a sunstroke. As soon as he came to consciousness, again resumed his service of book distribution. So Prabhupada wanted us to distribute books. He said, preaching is the essence and books are the basis. He wanted us to distribute these books. Why? He wanted us to distribute these books because these books contain transcendental knowledge. They contain Krishna's Vani. And Prabhupada said these books are so powerful that even if somebody reads them once, even if he reads one shloka, his life can be perfected. So those who are connected to ISKCON, they all know the importance of book distribution because ISKCON is dedicated to preaching work. Our mood should be to endeavor to save the conditioned souls. Para dukha dukhi. Seeing others in distress, Vaishnava feels that he should endeavor to give them Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, you can preach to him for a few minutes, but he will hear and then forget. But if you give him a book, he will read it because others will read it. So book distribution is our most important activity. And everyone, if sometimes we think that book distribution is only for the brahmacharis and sannyasis, but everyone can take part in book distribution. We have experience even our household and congregational devotees are very dedicated to book distribution. And they actually take part in book distribution. And these books have changed the lives of an unlimited number of people all over the world. So book distribution is our most important activity. And the reason is, the Vaishnavas are very compassionate. Their desire is to elevate people to Krishna consciousness. If today you see that Krishna consciousness is expanding all over the world, the main reason is the power of these books. We have to read these books and distribute these books. And to do book distribution, we need purity, good sadhana. If you have good sadhana, Krishna gives you the strength. And enthusiasm is also necessary if you want to succeed on the preaching path. Once in Bombay, in 1976, we had arranged a big display of Prabhupada's books at a very prominent bookstore, International Book House. We had a very big display in the windows, we had a book rack and so on. But in spite of this heavy promotional display, we did not distribute so many books. So I went to Prabhupada and said, in spite of this big promotion, we did not distribute a lot of books. And Prabhupada said, my books are distributed because of the enthusiasm of my disciples. And in a bookstore, naturally, the salespeople are not so enthusiastic. So we have seen all over the world that when devotees have good sadhana, they're enthusiastic, they're regularly studying Prabhupada's books, then they also get inspired to do very good book distribution. So preaching is the essence, and books are the basis. And these books of Prabhupada will guide society for how long? For the next 10,000 years. We should at no point think, oh, these books are not relevant today, or Prabhupada didn't give us anything, something. Everything we need to know to go back to Godhead is there in Prabhupada's books. So Prabhupada not only wanted us to distribute these books, he also wanted us to study these books. Prabhupada said that when Krishna sees that you're reading his books, he's very pleased. Krishna says, here is someone trying to understand me. Let me give him the understanding by which he can come to me. So we're very happy to participate in a special program today. The program today is aimed to thank the Mayapur Sankirtan Party that is engaged in book distribution. And you'll be happy to hear that the Mayapur Sankirtan Party was number one. Book distribution in 2014. And who did they defeat in to win the marathon? Oh, the Radha Parthasari temple is there. Radha Parthasari temple was number one for 7 years in a row, so that was a little too much. So they defeated. So they were
because his holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he became GBC of Mayapur. So now Maharaj wanted to Mayapur should be in first position. So by his blessings, Mayapur is in first position.
So they were ahead by about 40,000 points for the year. For the marathon again, it was Radha Parthasarathi temple that came first, but for the whole year, which is more important, Mayapur Dham was first. So we're very happy that Mayapur Dham was first in the world in book distribution. Prabhupada encouraged this transcendental competition. This is called transcendental competition, where everyone tries to do more than the other. Prabhupada used to often give the example of Lalita and Vishakha, Radharani and Chandravali. So in ISKCON, we do have this spirit of trying to improve on our performance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he told Haridas and Nityananda to go house to house and preach, he said, go house to house and preach and come back in the evening. and tell me what your preaching performance was. Prabhupada also used to have the same mood. He would send us out to preach, and in the evenings when we would come home, he would say, "So what was the preaching performance today?" And we report our preaching performance by sending our scores to this international Samgata newsletter. Prabhupada gave a lot of importance to this. Prabhupada, you know, in Prabhupada's time, there wasn't much email. There was no email, sorry. So when the letters would come to Prabhupada's secretary, the first letter that the secretary would normally open for Prabhupada's pleasure was book distribution scores. And when Prabhupada would read his book distribution scores, he would say, "This has given me life." So we saw how Prabhupada was dedicated to translating the books, how even in his last days on the planet, he was translating these books only because he was concerned how humanity will be saved. So those who are connected to the Krishna Conscious Movement should take this mission of preaching seriously. And the best type of preaching is studying Prabhupada's books and distributing Prabhupada's books. And as I said earlier, this is a service that everyone can engage in. Even a congregation of devotees are playing a very powerful role. In Delhi, in the book marathon in December, just for the Radha Parthasati temple, over 2,700 devotees took part. So, in the marathon. So the point is, this is a service that everyone can engage in. And my earnest appeal to all of you is, please dedicate yourselves to book distribution. The whole world is suffering. People are in anxiety. The suicide rates are going up. Stress levels are increasing. And the only hope for society is Prabhupada's books. So please study these books and distribute these books. Prabhupada said, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. Three times. To emphasize the importance of preaching. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Goswami Maharaj.